我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶
我爱你，
稣，
耶稣。
我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶
我
稣。
爱你，耶稣。
Hallelujah. Let us rejoice in Jesus.
哦，让我们在主耶稣的里面喜乐。
Let us raise our hands
哦，把手举起来。
and offer our love to him.
哦，向他，跟他说，我们好爱他。
I love you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
Tell him how much you love him.
哦，告诉耶稣，我们多么的爱他。
Oh, praise the Lord.
哦，赞
Praise.
美主，赞美主。
We love you, we love you, we love
主耶
you.
稣，我们爱你。主啊，我
Oh,
们爱
Jesus.
你。哈利路亚。
Thank you for loving. Thank you for loving us.
主耶稣，谢谢 你，
Thank you
谢
for
谢
your
你
love.
那样子的爱我们。主啊，为着你的大爱，我们谢谢你，赞美你。
And as we praise and worship him, he gives us another language of love.
当我们这样子敬拜、
As we pray,
赞美他，
Amen.
他给我们一个爱的言语，
Praise you, Jesus.
来更多的
We
敬拜
praise you,
他。
we worship. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We
哦，耶
love
稣，我
you,
们赞美
Jesus.
你，我们爱你。
We love you. We want to love you more.
主，我们要更多的爱你。
We're here to worship you.
我们在这里就是要来敬拜你。
We praise you. We love you.
主啊，赞美你，我们爱你。
Hallelujah.
哦，耶稣，谢谢你，哈利路亚。
Glory to the Lamb.
哦，荣耀归给羔羊。主，你全然美丽。
You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful.
主，你太奇妙，你太好，赞美主。
Thank you for desiring us.
主啊，谢谢你那样子的要我们。
That you desire everyone in the class.
每一位在课室的弟兄姊妹，你就是这样子的要我们。
You've called every one of us to be your bride.
你呼召我们每一位来成为你的心腹。
You're still looking for lovers.
你在寻找爱你的人。
You desire your children to love you.
哦，主，你多么渴望你的儿女起来爱你。
Open our hearts to receive more of your love.
主啊，求你把你的爱更多的倾倒在我们的心里。
We may love you with all our heart,
哦，让我们能够全心全意的来爱你，
all our mind,
尽心、尽性、尽力
all
来爱你，
our strength.
尽力来爱你。
Amen.
阿门。
Hallelujah. Good morning, class.
早
So
安。
glad we can be together.
感谢主，我们能够在一起。有的人是晚安。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Have you been reading 1 Corinthians 13 this week?
大家有没有每天读灵前13章呢？
want to read to you from the NIV.
我要从美国这个 NIV 版本来读给大家听，灵前13章。
Love is patient.
爱是恒久忍耐，
Love is kind.
又有恩慈。
It does not envy.
爱是不嫉妒，
It does not boast.
爱是不自夸，
It is not proud.
不张狂，
It does not dishonor others.
不做害羞的事，
It's not self-seeking.
不求自己的益处，
It's not easily angered.
不轻易发怒，
It keeps no record of wrongs.
不计算人的恶。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It always protects,
凡事包容，
always trusts,
凡事相信，
always hopes,
凡事盼望，
always perseveres.
凡事忍耐。
And that is God's love toward us.
这是神对我们的爱。
Especially this word is made real to me. Love is not self-seeking.
特别是这句话，爱是不求自己的益处。
It doesn't keep a record of wrongdoing.
而且不计算人的恶。
Sometimes we say we forgive somebody, but we remember the wrong they did.
有时候我们说，哦，我原谅你，可是所做的一切的错事，我们还是牢牢的记着。
But God's love is so real and strong.
可是 神的爱却不是这样，它是那样子的伟大。
When God forgives us, He says, "I remember it against you no more forever."
当神说他原谅我们的时候，他就不计算我们过去的一切的过犯，他完全的忘掉。
That's so wonderful.
这实在是太奇妙了。
That when we come to Him with our sin,
当我们带着自己的罪来到神的面前，
He forgives us.
知道他赦免我们一切的罪。
He sees us repenting.
当他看到我们真实的悔改。
And he makes that wonderful statement, "I will remember your sin against you no more."
然后他向我们说，我不再纪念你的罪愆。
I've cast it into the depths of the sea.
我把它丢在那个最深海的深处。
Now when he fills my heart with his love,
当他用他自己的爱充满我的心的时候，
then I am able to forgive like he forgives.
就能够让我也能够像他那样子的原谅别人。
And I will not keep a record of what someone did against me.
我就不会再纪念别人对我所做的一切的错。
Also, I will not be self-seeking.
而且我不会求自己的益处。
The opposite of God's love is self-love.
我们跟神的爱相反的是自爱，爱自己。
You know how great God's love is toward you.
你知道神向我们的慈爱是何等的大吗？
Jesus has said, Jesus told us, God so loved the world that he gave his son.
耶稣自己告诉我们，神爱世人，到一个地步，他将他自己的独生爱子赐给我们。
That love includes everyone.
那样子的爱是包括每一个人。
And when he gave his son, he gave him to die for us.
当他将他的独生爱子赐给我们，是为我们的罪死。
His son paid the price to cover our sin.
他的独生爱子为我们还了罪债。
He gave everything.
他将自己完全所有的都给了我们。
And when he hung on the cross, he thought of us.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他想到的就是我们。
In the book of Hebrews, we learn that he looked forward to the victory.
在希伯来书十二章那边讲到，他看到前面摆在前面的喜乐的得胜。
He endured the cross.
他就忍受十字架的痛苦。
Because he knew that it was purchasing our salvation.
因为他知道这是要为我们赢得那个救恩。
His blood would cleanse us.
他的宝血要洁净我们。
His blood would wash us white as snow.
哦，他的宝血会把我们洗得比雪还要白。
That's the kind of love God had for us.
那是神所给我们的爱。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when he pours in his love into my heart,
当他将他的爱倾倒在我的心里的时候，他释放了我。
He gives me deliverance from self-seeking.
他把我从那个求自己益处的捆绑里面释放出来。
There's this wonderful verse where he said, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed."
主耶稣讲了一句很宝贵的话：神的儿子若叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
Some people think, well, that means freedom from lying.
有的人觉得那只是让我们有不说谎的自由。
Or freedom from smoking cigarettes.
哦，能够不抽烟的自由。
or maybe freedom from taking drugs.
或者是能够不用药物。
Yes, it means all that.
是的，它给我们一种自由，能够不受这些捆绑。
But the Lord wants to set us free from ourselves.
可是更深的，神要我们从自己的里面得到释放。
He wants to set us free from self-love.
他要叫我们脱离那个自爱的捆绑里。
From self-seeking.
从那个求自己的益处、爱自己的里面释放出来。
Oh, I've been thrilled this week to remember those words that whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Oh, 这个礼拜我一想到这句话，我里面就这样子的欢欣喜乐。神的儿子若叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。Hallelujah.
Set me free from the love of self.
Oh, 主啊，求你把我从这个自爱的里面释放出来。
I'm always seeking my own way.
我们常常就是想要求自己的益处
，seeking my own plans。
我们有自己的计划，有自己的道路。
Deliver me, Jesus。
哦，主啊，求你把我们从这些里面救出来。
By the power of your Holy Spirit。
借着你圣灵的大能。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
He wants to break every chain。
哦，他要断开一切的锁链。
Many people say you need to love yourself.
有的人或许会说，我们还是需要爱自己呀。
But Jesus came to teach us, if any man would be my disciple, he must deny himself.
可是主的教导是，若有人要跟从我，做我的门徒，必须要否认自己。
The happiest people I knew all my life are those who loved God.
我所遇见最快乐的人就是那些真心爱主的人。
And they were so full of the love of God.
哦，他们满有神的爱。
It really didn't matter what happened to them.
人家怎么对他们，不再摸着他们。
They knew God loved them.
他知道神爱着每一位。
And he filled them with his love.
他们知道神是用他自己的爱充满在他们的里面。
And they gave their life.For the love of God to His people,
他们一生就是用神的爱去爱人。
They follow Jesus' commandment. If you come after me, deny yourself.
他们遵守主耶稣的这句话。如果你要跟从我，你必须要否认自己，要舍己。
Take up your cross and follow me.
背起你的十字架来跟随我。
He said, "If you love your life, you'll lose it."
你如果爱惜生命，你就要失丧生命。
But if you lay down your life, you will receive eternal life.
如果你舍弃这个地上的生命，你就要得到永生。
Oh, how he wants to fill us with that kind of love.
哦，你知道主多么愿意用他的爱充满在我们的里面。
I hope as you have been reading 1 Corinthians 13, the Lord is opening your eyes to show you your need for more love.
我盼望当我们读林前十三章的时候，主那样子的开启我们的眼睛，让我们看见我们实在需要更多的爱，从神那边来的爱。
He's been showing me that all week long.
这整个礼拜神都一直让我看见我的需要。
It's easy to love people that love us.
很容易爱那些爱我们的人。
But if somebody crosses us,
可是如果有人冒犯我们，得罪我们，
then we find it more difficult to love them.
然后我们真的觉得不太容易爱他们。
And sometimes we can love people that we just know not very well.
比较容易爱那些我们刚刚认识的人。
But Jesus wants his love to be in our hearts at all times.
可是神要我们一直活在他的爱里。
Under all circumstances.
在各样的环境里，一直在他的爱里。
He wants that love to flow into our everyday life.
他愿意神的爱那样子的流露在我们日常的生活的里面。
When we're at home with our family.
当我们在家里与家人相处的时候。
When you're with your brother or your sister.
或是与我们的兄弟姐妹在一起的时候，
your father or your mother，
或是我们的父母，
or your wife or your husband，
或是我们的丈夫、我们的妻子，
and your children，
我们的孩子。
Jesus wants you to be a vessel of His love.
主多么愿意我们成为一个爱的器皿。
As we learn that Christ is within us,
当我们认识到主活在我们里面，
He wants to live out His life through us.
他多么愿意我们能够活出那个生命。
That's 24/7.
时时刻刻。
All the time.
时时刻刻活出那个他的生命。
Jesus living out His life within us.
哦，主啊，求你从我们里面活出你的生命。
His life of love.
哦，你那个爱的生命。
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
Jesus wants you to live out your life within us.
主耶稣，我们多么的渴望你从我们身上活出你自己的生命。
Come, Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主，求你来，来做。
Fill us full of your love.
Oh, 那我里面满有你的爱。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，求你来，你来做。
We welcome you.
主啊，我们欢迎你来做。
Fill us more greatly with your love.
Oh, 大大的有你的爱充满我们。
For Jesus' sake, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
I'll sing you one of them.Mrs. Chow knows this is Martha's favorite song. I'll sing it for you.
我要唱一首我最爱的歌。
主活在我心，
主活在我心，
主活在我心。Heard and 奇妙主恩基督，活在我心。
heard and 奇妙救恩。基督活在我心。
I want you to sing that too.
你们好不好也跟我一起唱。
You can learn it.
你们可以学。
主活在我心。
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 heard and 奇妙救恩。
何等奇妙救恩。
基督。活在我心，
基督活在我心。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
That's a new song.
这是一首新的歌。
And it's out of our heart. We want Him to live out His life within us.
哦，是从我们的心灵最深处向主唱的歌。
Praise the Lord.
要他从我们心里活出他的自己。
Our topic today is.How do we know the love of God is in us?
我们今天的主题是我们怎么知道我们里面有神的爱？
What is the evidence of the love of God?
那个证据，那个凭据是什么？
Well, let's turn to John's Gospel.
我们一起翻到约翰福音。
Chapter 14.
我们一起翻到约翰福音十四章。
I think these...Chapter 14 was my teacher's favorite chapter.
约翰福音十四章是我的老师最爱的一个篇章。
And it's becoming my husband's favorite.
我的弟兄也非常喜欢这一章。
Well, you know, it was close to the time Jesus was going to be crucified.
这个时候耶稣快要上十字架了。
He had just told Peter,You're going to deny me three times.
这个时候耶稣刚刚告诉彼得你将要否认我三次。
And then he says, let not your heart be troubled.
然后主安慰他们说你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe in me also.
你们信神也当信我。
So chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17.
约翰福音十四章一直到十七章。
Are all those last words of Jesus before he went to the cross?
是主耶稣跟门徒讲的最后一番话。
Now, if you knew you were going to die tomorrow, what would you say?
如果你知道你明天要死了，你今天会说什么话？
you would want to gather your children, your family, your friends together and tell them your last words.
很可能你会把你最亲的人都聚集在你身边，把你心中的话告诉他们。
And you would tell the oldest to take care of the youngest.
可能你会对那个长子说，交代他要好好照顾弟弟妹妹。
And I heard recently of one of the senators who's facing death in the U.S. said to his son-in-law, take care of my daughter.
有一位美国的参议员，他临死的时候交代他的女婿，请你好好的照顾我的女儿。
And so we see that those that are dearest to us are on our heart when we come to die.
所以我们快要死的时候，我们会把我们最心里的话告诉那些与我们最亲的人。
Jesus knew what was ahead of him.
主耶稣知道将要发生在他身上的事。
And so he gathered his chosen disciples together.
所以他把他所拣选的门徒都聚在一起。
And he prayed for them.
哦，他为他们祷告。
But we will find out in chapter 17 that he is praying for us too.
然后我们在约翰福音十七章看到耶稣为我们的祷告。
Let's begin with chapter 14, verse 15.
我们先来看约翰福音十四章十五节。
If you love me, keep my commandments.
约翰福音十四章十五节，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
He wanted some proof of our love.
主耶稣要我们表现出我们爱他的凭据。
He said, if you love me,
如果你爱我，
keep my commandments.
你就要遵守我的命令，你就必遵守我的命令。
He said, I'll pray the Father and he'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
我会祷告父神，他给你一位保惠师，永远与你同在。
The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
十六、十七节，十七节就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Jesus is praying that we'll get a helper.
耶稣祷告父，赐下一个保惠师给我们，帮助我们。
We know who that helper is, the Holy Spirit.
这一位保惠师就是圣灵。
When we read verse 21,
当我们读到二十一节，十四章二十一节。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
爱我的也必蒙我父爱他。
And I will love him and manifest myself to him.
我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Oh, this is such a wonderful promise.
这是何等奇妙的应许。
If we love him, we'll be loved by the Father.
哦，我们如果爱他，父也要爱我们。
And Jesus said, I will show myself to him.
他也要爱我们，而且要向我们显现。
Don't we want to see Jesus?
我们多么愿意看见主。
Don't we want him to manifest his presence to us?
我们多么愿意他向我们显现。
Well, first he says, keep my commandment.
这边主说，遵守我的命令。
That's one of the proof that we do love him.
我们如果真的爱他，最好的证明就是我们遵守他的命令。
I'll return to chapter 15.
我们现在翻到十五章，约翰福音十五章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
If you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
These things I've spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and your joy may be full.
十一节，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
As we are obedient,
我们如果顺服，
Jesus fills us with great joy.
我们如果顺服他的命令，彼此相爱，主用他的喜乐那样子充满我们。
You ever see children that are disobedient?
你看到如果一个孩子不顺服，
they get their own way. They do their own thing.
他们要做自己的事，行自己的路。
But they are miserable.
可是你看到他们的光景是那样子的可怜。
They're not happy children.
他们并不开心的。
I know a family that has four daughters.
我认识一个家庭有四个女儿。
And they are so obedient to their parents.
这四个孩子对父母是那样子的听话顺从。
They listen to their father and their mother.
他们听从父母的话。
And they come to stay and visit in our home.
当他来探望我们的时候，住在我们家里。
They're always so helpful to me.
他们那么乐意帮助我。
And they're so full of joy.
我看到他们那样子的喜乐。
They know the Lord Jesus, and each one of them will sing songs to the Lord.
他们每一位都认识主，而且常常对主唱歌。
And that's what Jesus wants us to be, like his obedient children.
主耶稣就是要我们成为一个听话的孩子。
And he's telling us how by obeying him.
他告诉我们要听他的话，要顺从他的话。
He wants our joy to be full.
他那么愿意看见我们的喜乐，有没有喜乐，而且那个喜乐是满足的喜乐。
It's so thrilling.To have Jesus whisper his love to us.
我们能够常常听到耶稣对我们的爱语，是多么奇妙的事。
I know Pastor Lai has taught you how to wait upon the Lord Jesus.
我知道赖牧师教导大家怎么样安静等候神。
To get still in his presence.
在他的同在里安静。
That's a time when you can be whispering your love to him.
那个时候我们可以对主说，主啊，我爱你。
You can say it without opening your mouth.
可以在心里对主说，不需要开口。
You speak to him on the inside.
从内心的深处对主说，主我爱你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's so wonderful to make contact with Jesus on the inside.
我们在里面一直的与主连结，是多么奇妙的一件事。
The apostles found that true after the resurrection.
使徒们在耶稣复活以后，他们发现这个真理，这个事实。
Here's the apostle Paul. He's thrown into prison.
当保罗被关在监里的时候，
But he could rejoice there. He could praise there.
难阻不到他的喜乐，他在监狱里一样的喜乐。
Because he knew God's word.
因为他认识神的话。
Jesus said, I will be with you always.
因为他知道神应许他永远与我们同在。
Because I've come to live within you.
他知道主说，我来要住在你的里面。
And Paul could write, nothing separates me from the love of God.
所以保罗在不容易的情形下，他还能够写出什么？没有什么可以与我们使基督的爱隔绝。
Things that are present or things to come.
现今的事，将来的事。
Nothing is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord.
没有一件事能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
So when we're practicing waiting in His presence,
当我们操练在主的同在里等候他，
let it be a time when we say, "Fill me with Your love."
在那个时候，你可以向主祷告，主啊，用你的爱充满我。
Make me to be consumed by your love.
Oh, 整个人被你的爱来浸透。
Cause it to be a fire in my heart.
Oh, 让那个火在我们里面烧起来。
Now all those disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, they said, didn't our hearts burn within us?
往以马路斯上的那两个门徒说，当他与我们说话的时候，我们的心岂不是火热吗？
He was walking with us, and we didn't recognize him, but our hearts burned within us.
哦，当他与我们说话的时候，那时候我们没有认出他来，可是我们的心岂不是火热吗？
Jesus has that for us. He wants to give us a burning heart.
主耶稣也愿意做同样的事在我们的里面，让我们的心火热起来。
He wants to burn up all of self-love.
哦，把那个自爱，对自己的一切都把它烧毁掉。
And the helper that the Lord Jesus gives us is the Holy Spirit.
哦，主耶稣所差遣来帮助我们的就是圣灵，保惠师。
We just read that. He said, I will send you another helper.
我们刚刚读到14章16节，他会赐给我们一位保惠师。
We need a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit.
哦，我们多么需要有新鲜的膏抹，从圣灵而来，新鲜的膏抹。
Not simply speaking in tongues, but to be consumed with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 这不仅仅是说方言，乃是整个人浸透在圣灵的里面。
It's wonderful when the Lord takes over our tongue and we praise in the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 他那样子的充满在我们的里面，到一个地步，完全的管理我们的舌头，让我们在灵里面那样子的敬拜神。
Lifts us up into the joy of the Lord.
Oh, 在那样子，在主的喜乐的里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wants that for us, but he wants to take control of our tongue all the time.
他那么的愿意，那样子充满到一个地步，完全的管理我们的舌头。
When we're tired.
当我们疲惫的时候。
Or when we're not feeling well.
或者是不舒服的时候
，and we tend to be grouchy，
那样子的时候，我们很容易不耐烦、烦躁。
Jesus wants to control our words，
即便在那样的时候，耶稣也愿意管理我们的话语。
He wants to speak kind words，
即便在那样的时候，他也愿意帮助我们能够说仁慈的话语。
He wants us to be patient。
他要我们恒久忍耐。
He wants us to be cheerful.
他要我们常常的喜乐。
And as we yield to him,
当我们更多把自己降服给主的时候
，and realize Jesus, I need you.
哦，我们越来越认识到主啊，我多么的需要你。
Take more control of my life.
主啊，来管理我的全人，我的一生。
Take more control of my words.
管理我每一句话。
Then we will speak words that are kind, words that are patient.
然后我们就能够说出仁慈的话语，说出有耐心的话。
And it will not be our words, it'll be the words of the Holy Spirit.
哦，不再讲我们自己的话，乃是圣灵，从圣灵里面，在圣灵里说话。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 12 of chapter 15, this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you.
约翰福音15章12节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Oh, he wants us to love our sister, our brother, just like he loved us.
哦，主要我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。要像主爱我们一样的那种爱去爱他们。
Greater love is no one than this that he lay down one's life for his friends.
十三节，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
That's the kind of love Jesus had.
这个就是主的爱，为朋友舍命。
And that's what he wants to give to us.
主要把他这样子的爱赐给我们。
And then he tells us, verse 14, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
14节，你们若遵行我所吩咐的， 就是我的朋友了。
We've been talking about Jesus, the great bridegroom, looking for a bride.
我们讲到耶稣是那个新娘在寻找新妇。
But before we become a bride in the natural, we become a friend.
在我们成为新妇之前，我们先成为朋友，主的朋友。
I had a wedding anniversary last month, and my husband gave me a card.
我们庆祝结婚纪念日的时候，我的弟兄给我一张卡片。
And one thing he wrote in there is that you're my best friend.
他在那个卡片上说，玛莎，你是我最好的朋友。
It was quite precious to me.
对我来说，非常的宝贵。
When we fall in love with somebody, first we're their friend.
当我们爱上一个人的时候，之前我们先是他的朋友。
And Jesus is saying, "You're my friends if you do whatever I command you."
在十四节这边说，你是我的朋友，如果你们遵行我所吩咐的。
So friendship with Jesus.
哦，跟主成为朋友，成为主的朋友。
Will you be a friend of his?
你愿意成为主耶稣的朋友吗？
And when we get to be best friends with him,
哦，你愿意成为主耶稣最好的朋友吗？
We are starting to answer his call to be his bride.
当你成为主耶稣最好的朋友的时候，你就是在回应要成为他心腹的那个呼召了。
He wants to take all of us deeper into his love.
Oh, 他要把我们带进那个更深的爱的里面。
A deeper friendship.
更深的那个朋友的那个友谊的里面。
As we learned about those 12 disciples.
我们看到十二个门徒里面所学到的功课。
There were 12 of them.
有十二个门徒。
And we know that Judas fell away and denied him.
我们看到其中的一位那个犹大，他否认了主。
He was not a true friend.
他不是主耶稣真实的朋友。
But among the other 11, there was even Peter denying him.
可是剩下的十一个里面，其中的彼得，他也否认过主。
But then we find that John came a little closer than the rest of them.
然后我们看到约翰，他比其他的门徒要比较爱主。
He was young.
他很年轻那个时候。
In fact, he's the youngest of all 12. He was the youngest of all the 12.
十二个门徒里面，约翰是最年轻的一位。
Oh, if you are the youngest in your group, don't feel there's no hope.
如果你在你的团契里面是最年轻的，不要觉得好像你跟不上。
Because John was leaning on Jesus' breast.
因为这个最年轻的约翰，他就是那个常常靠近主胸怀的那一个。
And we realize after the resurrection, he was the one who knew it was the Lord making breakfast.
在主耶稣复活以后，像他们在提比利亚海边显现的时候，他是那一个认出耶稣来的。
And Jesus said, Cast your net on the other side, and they caught all those fish.
主耶稣叫他们把网撒在右边，他们就捕了很多的鱼。
The love in John's heart said, "It is the Lord."
哦，那在约翰里面对主的爱使他认出他来，他说是主。
Love recognizes.
爱能够使我们认出来。
Just like Jesus promised, "If you love me, I'll come and manifest myself to you. I'll make you to know me."
就像二十一节所应许的，如果你们爱我，我要向你们显现。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，赞美主。
If you're my friends, you do what I command you.
这边说，如果你们是我的朋友，你们就会遵行我所吩咐的。
In the Epistle of John,
在约翰一书。
If you turn back to the Epistle,
我们一起翻到约翰一书。
We have the same message.
我们有一样的信息。
Chapter 2 of 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him.
第五节，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
By this we know that we are in him.
从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
And verse 15 in that chapter.
第十五节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
约翰一书二章十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Oh, Jesus, help us not to love the world.
哦，主耶稣，帮助我们不要爱世界。
We want your love to be perfected in us.
我们要你的爱在我里面是那样子的完全。
And you know what Jesus said were the great commandments when the Pharisee came to him and said, Teacher, tell us, what's the greatest commandment?
你知道当法利赛人问耶稣最大的诫命是什么呢？哪一条是最大的呢？
Jesus said, the first and greatest is love the Lord your God with all your heart.
在马太福音二十二章三十七节，耶稣对他说：“要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中第一，且是最大的。”
And he said the second one is like it.
三十九节，其次
，love your neighbor as yourself.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
We love ourselves very much.
我们非常的爱自己。
And Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself.
可是这边主教导我们要爱我们的邻舍，好像我们爱自己一样。
We're still in First John chapter 4 now, verse 2.
我们现在翻到约翰一书第四章。约翰一书第四章。
It's 21.
第二十一节。
This commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
约翰一书四章二十一节，爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Must is that word, must love.
你一定要爱弟兄。
I heard one minister say, I love God so much, I love preaching.
有一位传道人曾经说，哦，我非常的爱神，我也喜爱传讲他的话。
He said, it's just people I have trouble with.
可是就是这些会众让我觉得为难。
And everybody laughed.
然后每个人就笑了。
Because God says, if you, he who loves God must love his brother also.
这个英文用的那个字是很绝对的字，一定。爱神的也当爱弟兄，英文是一定要爱弟兄。
If this makes us feel very sad,Because there's somebody in our life that we just cannot love.
如果这句话让你觉得为难，因为你知道有一些人你实在没有办法去爱。
We must run to Jesus.
哦，我们这个时候要奔向耶稣。
We must come down before him.
我们必须要更多的在主面前下来。
And tell him sincerely, I can't love them.
就很真实的告诉主，主啊，我实在爱不来。
They always hurt me.
他们常常的伤害我。
They always criticize me.
常常的批评论断我。
Jesus, give me your love.
哦，主啊，求你把你的爱赐给我。
And we will be surprised. He will be ready to pour in his love.
哦，我们可以确知，他一定会把他的爱倾倒在我们的心里。
You will be surprised.
你会觉得稀奇，主真的会这样子做。
You will find that the Holy Spirit becomes that fountain of love within you.
哦，你会经历到圣灵在里面像一个泉源一样一直的涌流。
Oh, he will fill you with his spirit.
哦，他用他的灵那样子的充满在你的里面。
Paul tells us in Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit is love.
保罗在加拉太书五章二十二节那边告诉我们，圣灵所结的果子，第一个就是爱。
That's the evidence of the Spirit.
那就是我们被圣灵充满最好的一个证明。
The love of God. He's not asking us to be obedient in our own strength.
神没有要我们在自己的努力挣扎的里面来成为听话的孩子。
He wants to be that fountain of life and overcoming within us.
哦，他自己要在我们里面成为那个得胜的泉源。
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Maybe we started out very greatly in love with Jesus, but then we found that sometimes our love grows cold.
很多时候我们一开始火热的爱主，可是后来不知不觉的，我们对他的爱就越来越冷淡了。
We have lost our first love.
我们失去了那对主起初的爱。
That's what Jesus said to the church of Ephesus.
那就是主对着以弗所教会的信息。
He said, I know your works, I know your labor.
我知道你一切的劳苦。
I know your patience.
我知道你的忍耐。
And you hate whatever is evil.
你也不能容忍恶人。
But I have this against you.
可是有一件事我要责备你。
You've left your first love.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Oh, I want you to repent.
Oh, 我要你悔改。
I want you to ask my forgiveness.
我要你悔改。
And turn back to me.
行起初所行的，回转向我。
We need to have our love life restored.
我们多么需要神恢复我们对他起初的爱。
The bridegroom is coming.
新郎就要来了。
And the Holy Spirit is the wedding planner.
圣灵是在筹划这个婚礼的。
And he is wanting to prepare the bride for Christ.
哦，他那样子的殷勤的在预备新妇，为着新郎。
He's calling you today.
他今天在呼召你。
He's saying, "Will you be my bride?"
他在呼召你，你愿意成为我的新妇吗
？Will you fall in love with me all over again?
你愿意这样子深深的爱我吗
？What is it that you put before me?
现在你是有什么挡在那里呢
？I've told you, love not the world.
我告诉了你很清楚，在我的话里，不要爱世界。
Nor the things that are in the world.
和世界上的事。
Because if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
因为如果我们爱世界，爱父的心就不在我们里面了。
The world passes away.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去的。
But this call of God is eternal.
但是神对我们的呼召是永远的。
And he is calling us to be...His first love.
Oh, 他要我们恢复那个对他起初的爱。
To be above all other loves.
那个爱是远超过一切其他的爱。
Especially the love of ourselves.
远远的过于我们对自己的爱。
Many people are willing to work hard for God.
很多人愿意为主劳苦。
I was reading the testimony of a missionary who is now 92 years old.
有一位曾经做过宣教士，现在92岁的，我读了他的一个见证。
Still working for God.
他还在为主劳苦。
He was a missionary many years in China.
很多年前他曾经到中国做过宣教。
Worked very hard with her husband there.
跟他的弟兄非常的劳苦，在那边服侍。
Doing all that she felt God wanted her to do.
她觉得她尽量的在做她觉得神要她做的事。
She raised a family of 4 sons.
她抚养了4个儿子长大。
But she talks about how she was doing it in her own energy and nearly collapsed.
可是她提到她做这些事都是在她自己的力量的里面，所以他到最后几乎要崩溃了。
A time when she got very sick.
当他非常他病得很重的时候。
And she was facing cancer.
他得了癌症。
The Lord visited her.
哦，主就这样子造访他。
And he healed her.
主医治了他。
But he also showed her that he wanted to be that fountain of life in her by the power of the Holy Spirit.
同时主告诉他，他多么愿意在他里面成为一个生命的泉源。
He brought her into a wonderful lovership with Jesus.
然后主就帮助他进入那与主那么亲爱的一个关系里。
He satisfied that longing in her heart.
然后主就满足他多年来心中的渴望。
Oh, how wonderful that was.
Oh, 多么的奇妙。
And Jesus has kept her all through these years into her 90s, and she loves him more today than she did before, ever.
然后主就一直的保守她，一直到如今她九十几岁了，还在保守看顾她，而且她爱主的心越来越多。
She mentioned,too, that we need to be very careful that we do not allow the ministry to take the place of our beloved Jesus.
在他的见证里面，他特别强调我们要多么的谨慎小心，绝对不能容许圣工取代了主耶稣。
He wants us for himself.
主耶稣要我们为他自己，不能让事工来取代。
He wants a bride.
主要的是心腹。
He wants a bride that takes time to be alone with him.
主要的是一个心腹深深地爱着他，愿意花时间与他同在。
Sometimes we're so busy doing.
很多时候我们这样子的进入了一个忙碌的里面。
Well, we're doing this all for Jesus.
我们嘴上说，哦，我都是为主在做这些事啊。
But his heart is satisfied only with our attention and love.
可是主的心只有当我们把我们自己的爱献给他，花时间在他面前的时候，他的心才会满足。
He said, "Come unto me, my yoke is easy, my burden is light."
主说：“你们来，我的担子是容易的，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。”
If we try to do the work ourselves without being yoked to Him, our burden is heavy.
当我们不与主同负轭的时候，我们自己靠自己的力量，哦，那个担子是很重的。
And we tend to collapse under it.
然后我们就崩溃了。
That is why Pastor Chow has been earnest to teach you to wait on God.
周牧师他就是要教导我们要花时间等候在主面前。
That you need to get alone with him.
单单的花时间与主同在。
You need to come into his presence.
我们需要进入主的同在的里面。
And be united to the vine.
一直的连于主，连于这个枝子要连于树。
Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you."
主说，你要住在我里面，我也住在你里面。
Without me, you can do nothing at all.
因为离了我，你什么都不能做。
But if you are joined to me, the work will get done.
如果你连于我，在我的里面，我们一起做，事情会做成的。
Well, any of us are called to be teachers or preachers or workers.
如果主呼召你做教师，做传道的。或是服侍的。
What will satisfy his heart and our heart is that we are willing to be a lover.
唯一能够满足主的心，也能够满足我们自己的，就是跟主进入那个爱的关系，成为他的爱人。
To be filled with his love.
哦，那样子的被主的爱来充满。
And pour out that love to him first of all.
先将我们的爱倾倒在他的面前
，and then to his children，
然后倾倒给他的儿女。
Jesus is a jealous lover。
哦，主是那个恋爱以至于嫉妒的神。
His desire is for our love。
他那么渴望我们的爱。
Let us pay attention to him。
哦，我们要好好的来注意听主讲的话。
Let the Holy Spirit search our heart。
让圣灵来检查我们的心。
I tell you, there's always a danger of losing our first love.
我在这里告诉大家， 我们很容易失去那个起初的爱，这是一件非常危险的事。
We get so busy.
我们很容易进入一个忙碌的里面。
We have to do this and do that and do the other.
我们告诉自己，哦，我需要做这个，我需要做那个。
But the Holy Spirit is calling, come and spend time with your beloved.
然后圣灵在那边竭力的呼唤，来。花时间与你所爱的那一位在一起，与主在一起。
Come into my presence, Jesus says.
耶稣说，来，进入我的同在里。
Let my spirit prepare you for my coming.
让我的灵来预备你，为着我的再来来预备你。
Oh, let me change you.
哦，让我来改变你。
Let me satisfy you.
让我那样子来满足你。
And then when you work for me, your work will be fruitful.
那个时候，你为我所做的一切事都会有果效。
Because you are united to me.
因为你是连于我，在我的里面去做的。
And I am united to you.
我也连于你。
Amen.
Amen.
That's a wonderful verse. I think if it must be one of my own favorites.
我有一个很喜欢的经节是在哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
I like to call this the icing on the cake.
这个就好像你做好一个蛋糕，然后上面放那个甜甜的东西。
Verse 5 of chapter 3.
第三章第五节。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves.
林后三章第五节，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
But our sufficiency is from God.
我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
第六节，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，或者是灵。
I have a date written beside that in my Bible. It was April 26, 2011.
哦，在2011年，我这边有写了一个小小的笔记。
That was 7 years ago.
七年前。
And I've written beside it Antioch. To me, that means a church in Shanghai.
哦，在这边我写的，在这边意思是指的在上海的一个教会。
I was not able to teach there.
那时我在上海，我没有办法教导。
I had a very bad sore throat.
那个时候我的喉咙很痛。
I think that was at that time, and Sister Nancy Chow prayed for me in the Holy Spirit.
在那个时候我记得很清楚，周师母她在圣灵里面为我祷告。
And immediately my pain left my throat.
在那个祷告的同时，我得到了医治，我的喉咙就得医治了。
And I was able to teach that morning.
然后我就能够教导。
So,That's why I wrote that date on the edge of my Bible. Our sufficiency comes from God. It's from God.
所以我在那一天，我亲身领会到这句话的真实，是他叫我们能承担这新约的职事。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I was teaching then at that church called Antioch. I was teaching on lovership with Jesus.
那个时候我在教导与主之间的爱。
I was telling them that one time in my Christian experience, I was had to leave the ministry for three years.
我跟他们分享到，在我一生的里面有三年之久，我没有做任何的事工。
And Jesus showed me at that time that I had allowed the ministry to take his place.
在那三年的里面，主让我知道，我把事工放在他以上。
He showed me he was jealous.
他告诉我他恋爱以致嫉妒。
That he wanted me to be Mary sitting at his feet.
他要我像玛利亚一样单单地坐在他的脚前听他。
And after those 3 years, he suddenly put me back into the ministry.
3年后，主再让我回到施工里。
That was way back many years ago now.
这是许多年前的事。
But I know the Lord is wanting that of all of us.
我知道。
He's a jealous lover.
我知道这是主向我们每一位的心意。他是那位恋爱以致嫉妒的神。
He wants first place.
他要占首位。
He has paid the price to make himself our bridegroom.
他付了那么大的代价，是成为我们的新郎。
He is desiring a bride.
他那样子的渴望得着一位心腹。
He is looking for one.
他在寻找心腹。
He said, "If you be my bride, you must be obedient."
如果你要成为我的心腹，你一定要顺服。
One of his commandments came to me this morning. Rejoice always. Do we rejoice always?
今天早上主的命令之一临到我，就是要靠主常常喜乐。我们有没有常常靠主喜乐呢？
The bride is full of joy.
哦，心腹要常常的喜乐，满有喜乐。
She sees the bridegroom loving her, wanting her, desiring her.
哦，当心腹看到新郎那样子的爱他，那样子的要他。
That thrills her heart.
哦，他的心怎能不喜乐呢？
That makes her smile.
哦，让她里面真的是满了喜笑。
It doesn't really matter what other people think.
别人怎么样做，对她不再摸到她了。
The bridegroom is in love with her.
哦，这位新郎爱上了她，爱上了我。
And she is satisfied with his love.
哦，她这样子的。他要我们有那样子的爱，让他能够那样子的满足，得到满足。
But then he sends her out into the vineyard to work for him and work with him.
然后在这样子的连结、这样子的爱里，他差派我们出去，与他一起同工，在他的禾场里面工作。
Jesus wanted to teach me a lesson.
主要教导我一个功课。
And many years later, after he taught me, there I was in a Shanghai and teaching the same lesson to those in China that were so overwhelmed with working for Jesus.
所以许多年以后，主把我差遣到上海，跟这些分享，跟一些人分享他们为了事工那样子的忙碌。
Someone asked me at that time, "When did you receive your call to teach the Chinese?"
有人在那个时候问我，你什么时候得到要向中国人传讲信息的这个呼召呢？
I don't remember that.
我不是很记得很清楚。
I said, I don't remember receiving a call.
我不是很清楚的觉得是一个呼召。
My great call.
我最大的呼召。
The call that matters the most to me.
我最大，对我最重要的呼召。
Is the call to be a lover of Jesus?
我真正最重要、最大的呼召就是被呼召来爱耶稣。
That's my call.
那是我的呼召。
And I want to be faithful.
我要对这个呼召要忠心。
And answer the call.
我要回应这个呼召。
To be a lover of Jesus.
就是这样子的爱耶稣。
And the lover of Jesus is obedient.
我爱耶稣，我就要听他的话。
When Jesus says, "Go to China,"
当耶稣对我说去中国
，I go，
我就去。
When he says, "Go to Texas," I go。
当他说你去德州，我就去。
When he says, "Go to New York Pilgrim Camp," I go。
他说你到纽约那个营地，我就去。
But my call is to be a lover of Jesus.
我真正最大的呼召就是成为主耶稣的爱人。
And my sufficiency is from him.
因为我所能够承担的都是出于他。
He is the supply.
他是我一切的供应。
He's that fountain of life within us.
Oh, 他是那个生命的泉源，在我的里面，那个生命的泉源。
If we stay united to him,
当我们这样子的在里面与他连结，
the ministry will take care of itself.
然后主就会自己来，来帮助所有的事工。
It won't matter if it's in Vietnam, or if it's in China, or if it's in Australia.
不管主是差派我们到越南，到中国，到澳大利亚。
Or if it's right here in Ohio, USA, where I live.
或是现在我在的这个 Ohio 州。
Jesus wants vessels that are yielded to him.
主耶稣真正要的是那些能够完全降服于他的器皿。
Vessels that he can fill with himself.
那样子的器皿，让他完全的来充满的。
One of my dear daughters is now serving her family.
Dear daughter?
My dear daughter, one of my dear Chinese daughters.
Oh, 我有一个很亲爱的中国的女儿，她现在在服侍她的家人。
And Jesus is using her to be a blessing to the sick in her family.
主耶稣使用她成为他们家那个生病的人的一个祝福。
Usually she is out in a very public ministry.
然后几年以后，他主呼召他服侍。
But Jesus is making himself very real to her right where he is placed.
在主安置他的地方，主将他显为那么的亲近。
He is using her for his glory.
他为着他的荣耀在使用他。
That's what it means to be an earthen vessel.
我们需要成为一个器皿。
Oh, glory to God. One that is emptied of self.
我们需要成为一个完全被倒空的器皿。
To be filled with him.
单单的被主自己来充满。
And we say we're not our own. We belong to him.
单单的属于主自己。
Hallelujah.
我们不属于自己，我们属于主。
I want to continue in this chapter, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17.
灵后三章十七节。
The Lord is the Spirit.
十七节，主就是那灵。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Well, that doesn't mean liberty to do our own thing. That means liberty to be obedient.
这里的自由不是说我们可以随意做什么。这里的自由是指的能够顺服主的自由。
That means freedom from our own self-will.
那是脱离自己那个自由。
Freedom from our own attitudes.
脱离那个自己那个态度的自由。
The Lord sets us free to do his will.
主那样子的能够释放我们，能够那样自由的来遵行他的旨意。
In whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
神的儿子若叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。哈利路亚。
Glory to God.
赞美主，荣耀归给主。
Verse 18, but we all with an unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
十八节。
Amen.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。如同从主的灵变成的。Amen.
It's the Spirit of the Lord that's going to transform us.
是主的灵才能够改变我们。
It's God's Spirit indwelling us.
是他内住的那个圣灵来改变我们。
When Jesus said, I'm going to send you a helper.
当主耶稣说，我要赐给你们保惠师，帮助者。
He said, I will come to you.
我会临到你们。
I will not leave you an orphan.
我不会留你们，为孤儿。
I'm going to come to you.
我会临到你们。
And the Lord is that Spirit.
主就是那灵。
The same Spirit that possessed the Lord Jesus wants to possess us.
那在耶稣基督里面运行的灵，今天也要一样的运行在我们的里面。
And it's that spirit that's going to transform us into His image.
就是主的灵要来亲自的来改变我们，像他自己的形状，荣上加荣。
We can try to be filled with the love of God. We can try to say the right words. We can try to act the right way.
我们可以竭力的尽自己的力量，要说对的话，要来爱。
But it's really the Spirit of the Lord that transforms us.
可是只有主的灵才能够真正的在里面改变我们。
As I'm filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, I am changed.
只有当我们被主耶稣基督的灵那样子的充满的时候，我才有改变。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we look at Him.
我们这样子来仰望他。
We behold Him as in a mirror.
我们敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。
He changes us.
他就在那个时候改变我们。
As we look at Jesus, we begin to reflect Jesus.
当我们仰望主，我们就反照出主自己的形状，他的荣形。
My husband has a habit. If we go into a restaurant, he has a waitress. He often says to him, "Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior?"
我的弟兄有这样的一个习惯，每当我们到餐馆的时候，他就会问那个服务生，你认识主耶稣基督吗？是你的救主吗？
Oftentimes they say, "Yes, I do."
很多次，那个服务生就回答说：“是的，我认识，我是。
”And you tell him, "Well, I could see the joy on your face. I thought you must know Jesus."
然后我的弟兄就跟他说：“我看到你脸上的喜乐，我就知道你一定认识主耶稣。
”The world needs to see Jesus in us.
哦，这个世界多么需要看见那个在我们里面的耶稣。
The world is starving for love.
这个世界多么的需要爱。
The world is starving for true joy.
这个世界多么的需要真正的喜乐。
And Jesus said, "I want to walk among them through you."
耶稣说，我要借着你，要行走在他们当中。
I want to transform you into my image.
我要改变你，成为我的样式。
I want to possess you.
我要那样子的来充满你，占有你。
Oh, maybe we did receive the baptism, but we need more. We need more. It leaks out.
我们或许经历过一些圣灵的充满，一些圣灵的工作，可是我们需要更多，更多。
Not only fill us, but possess us.
不只是一点的充满，一点的浇灌，而是完全的来掌管我们。
And then we go on being possessed of Him. He'll be able to control us.
让主完全的管理，完全的在我们里面做主掌权。
He'll control our talking, our speaking.
让他完全的管理我们的言语，
our thinking,
我们的思想意念，
our actions,
我们的行动。
Because we have surrendered fully to Him.
因为我们完全的降服于他。
Oh, I love you, Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣，我爱你。主耶稣，我爱你。
I just noticed in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, where we're reading verse 6.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, 第四章。
For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们现在在读灵后四章第六节。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
But we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
第七节，我们有这宝贝放在碗器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Let's thank Him for that light He has shown into our hearts.
哦，让我们为着那个在我们里面的光来感谢他。
He has shown his love into our heart.
他把他的光，把他的爱照在我们里面。
And as we look at him full of light, full of love, we reflect his image.
我们敞着脸仰望他，然后那样子充满爱，充满荣光，我们就越来越像他。
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Ming, pray for us.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.跟你进入那个那么亲密爱的关系，哦主啊，你花了那么大的代价把我买赎回来，把我们从黑暗的权势里面拯救出来，带我们进入你神儿子光明的国度里。主啊，我们全人都应该属于你的，充满在我们的里面。哦主耶稣，谢谢你。哦主啊，你的灵在我们的里面，让我们有力量。有力量完全的顺服你，更多的下来，更多的被你自己来充满。哈利路亚，完全的管理我们。主啊，真的是从我们身上活出你自己的荣心，活出你自己的荣美。主啊，让你的名得着荣耀。最重要的是，主啊，让你的心得到满足。哈利路亚，主啊，我们爱你，我们愿意你的心得到满足。赞美你，主啊，求你预备你的心腹。哦，你再来的日子实在是近了。主啊，预备你的心腹，真的是装饰整齐。等你再来的时候，主啊，哦，不会让你失望。哈利路亚，赞美你，让你看到你劳苦的功效，让你的心得到满足。哦，让父的，哦，真的是得到荣耀。赞美主，帮助我们每一位。我们仰望你，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门，阿门，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
哦，主，
赞美主，赞美主。
我爱你，爱你，
主，我爱你，主耶稣，我爱你，哈利路亚。
Lord, we thank you for your presence.
主啊，为着你的同在，我们。感谢你
that you are in every room.
主啊，你在每一个课室里与我们同在。
You're in every country.
你在每一个国家的里面。
We ask you to lay your hand on every head.
我们求你现在按手在每一位的头上。
Impart your love to every heart.
哦，将你的爱充满在每一颗心的里面。
Give us a fresh anointing.
给每一位一个新鲜的膏抹
，a fresh infilling，
哦，一个新鲜的充满，主啊
，Holy Spirit，
哦，用你的灵充满我们
，We believe you, Jesus，
主啊，我们相信你会这样子做
，Help us to keep whispering your name，
主啊，让我们一直的呼喊你的名字
，Jesus，
主耶稣，主耶稣。
Whether we're in class, or whether we're in the car driving, or whether we're at the kitchen sink.
不管我们在哪里，在课室里，在开车，在厨房，我们一直呼喊你的名字。
Let our heart be loving you.
哦，让我们的心一直的在你的爱里，爱着你。
All the time.
一直的爱着你。
In every place.
不管我们在哪里，哦，当那个爱。
Prepare us to be your bride.
主啊，预备我们成为你的心腹。
Without spot or wrinkle.
毫无玷污皱纹。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
主耶稣，荣耀颂赞归给你，赞美你，赞美你。主耶稣，赞美你。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Glory, 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 glory Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 基督已经得胜。阿门。
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. 哦，敬拜主，敬拜主， Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Jesus, we adore you, we praise.
耶稣，你太奇妙，我们敬拜你，我们赞美你。Hallelujah, Hallelujah.Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 哦，主耶稣，在这个末世的时候，你呼召我每一位来跟随你，哦，来做你的媳妇，来回应你的呼召。哦，格拉香格巴兰提，哦，格古谢格拉的，哦，格拉香格拉香格拉的。Hallelujah, Hallelujah.哦，主耶稣，你让我们看见你的心是何等的迫切。哦，格拉修格拉德有个空间，我们每一位都要回应这个呼召，赞美你，赞美你，让你的心得到满足。哈利路亚，一切荣耀颂赞都要归给你，赞美你。哈利路
亚，
哦，赞美你。Praise Jesus.
Hey,
Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The bride is full of joy.
Oh, 媳妇满了喜乐。
Hallelujah.
Oh, 赞美你，赞美你。Hallelujah.
Rabba, rabba, rabba.
Oh, karate, yonko, shoka, bate, oh.赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚
！Glory to God！
哦，荣耀归给主。
May the Lord be with you. Fill you with glory.
愿主与每一位同在，用他的荣耀充满你。
Keep loving Him.
哦，不断的爱他，一直的爱他。
Amen.
Amen.
I believe our time is over.
我知道我们的时间到了。
Thank you for joining us.
哦，感谢主，大家能够在这里。
We are all called to be His bride.
我们每一位都被呼召来成为基督的心腹。
And His Spirit continue to make us ready.
哦，让他的灵继续不断的来预备我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。See you next week.
我们下礼拜再见。神祝福每一位。
God bless you.
神祝福你们每一位。
Amen.
Amen.